everybody. Welcome to the house of Larry Lamonts, where you always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in, sheesh. So glad to have you with us tonight. We're dealing with the queen, everything about the queen, and then some. Sheesh. If you know some things, you can call in and tell us what you know or what you think. But that's the subject matter. We're getting into preliminaries. First of all, I'm trying to watch this Emmy show, and y'all got me here doing this show. First of all, I want to tell you, they nominated this one show with a lot of, I have to say, black actors and actresses, that the show is not worth a damn. But I think because I said that and supported another show, The Wonder Years, they gave that show all the nominations and 1 year, zero nomination. Even though the 1 year is a Peabody Award winning show. Meaning, maybe it's just over their heads. They don't understand it. Don't understand me and them. You know, you got to be smart. I like to announce the passing of a great jazz great, Mr. Ramsey Lewis, great jazz pianist out of Chicago, Illinois. One of the great men with a great head of hair. Oh, she always had that hair tight. He and Little Richard, you know, James Brown, they didn't play with the hair. But it came as a surprise today when the Chicago station announced that Mr. Lewis had passed away in his home. So our condolences to the family and to the jazz world. I would like to play my horn with him. I probably got a friend that maybe have played with him or been involved in some performances with him. I spoke to him the other day at the store. He told me that he's still playing and still doing his gigs. We had a little band years ago. That's when I was playing the trumpet and not the sax. But let's move on. The Ukraine is kicking the Soviet Union or Russia's behind, as I told you they would do. Russia always want to pick a fight with smaller countries and so forth, and then they lose. This is nothing new. And now the experts are saying, just as I told you, internally, they're getting pissed at little red Pooty Hood. And he might get a knock on the door at any given time. And they're going to come in and take him away. I don't know if in a straitjacket or where, you know. It didn't make any sense, as they was now saying, for him to even have started the situation. Russia was doing all right with what it had and didn't need any more, but he decided on his own that it did. So now they're losing ground, and Russia just supposedly now attacked the power grid, which now can hurt people that really need electricity and heat waves, hospital run equipment, ventilators and heart and lung machines and lights and so forth. And you can just do so much with diesel engines. They need to hurry up and get this over with. President Biden is not handling the situation as he should, as I said, because it had been President Lamont's, they would not have even attacked. I guarantee you that. I would have been talking to Little Red Pooty Hood and Kim, Little Rocket Man, as they Trump called him. But I call them both president. And I got all respect for them having the presidency. I don't think they should be in the position, but they are now the lawful holder of those positions. That reminds me of Saddam Hussein, who kept telling the Americans and the people, said, "Why are you arresting me and bothering me and hounding me and bombing my palaces and everything else? Because I'm a sovereign leader of a sovereign country. And you don't have any legal right to come in here and want to take over," such as what Putin did, what Hussein did in Kuwait. But they're losing the battle. We're not going to gloat and say who we hope win and who we hope lose. But when they got the armament that I said and practice exactly what I said, they won. Another thing that Mr. Larry told you about was Artemis 1. Artemis 1's problem has been taken care of right there on the launch pad, supposedly by putting in a double seal, as I told you. I wasn't even on the spot, and I told you exactly what needed to be done to save the day. Do I get a consultant fee? Sometime here in this life. Sheesh. Well, if not, if saved lives, that's fine. Blue Horizon, Blue Origin, took off today and exploded a few seconds after launch. But the capsule had separated from it. Not the same that takes the tourists up, but the same Blue Origin booster blew up. People were laughing and saying that NASA need to call Jeff and let him do the launching for them when Artemis 1 was having its problems. Now, they got problems. And I know all of those tourists are glad they weren't on that booster this particular time. You listen to the House of Larry Lamont, you always get double help with the justice and truth. We're here telling you the things and the situation that's happening. Here, locally, another young man was shot and killed. How many does that make this year? Anyone have, I think, is keeping an account for me, because I'm not counting. And I haven't seen a count, but the citizen heard a gunshot to call the police. Police came, found individual in somebody's yard, picked him up, took him to the hospital where they subsequently died. I just tell you the truth. People don't like what I tell them, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. And this is what we're going to deal with the Queen Elizabeth II. A lot of people don't want to hear it say, but I'm going to say it anyway, because it's truth. Now, the situation that we have here is quite atrocious with Donald Trump and the documents. That there's more empty folders than they have material to go in the folders or match with the folders. Didn't I tell you? Now there's even looking into the possible somebody coming in stealing the information, or it's being sold. It's pitiful when a former president is being suspected of selling state secrets. Sheesh. But Mr. Larry told you that. Told you that when he's getting ready to leave. I hope you don't take something that don't belong to him, because I had in my mind that he was going to load up all the things that he wanted. All the trinkets, the White House paintings and everything else, putting in this U-Haul and haul of ass. Also, President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama returned to the White House the first time since she left for First Lady Michelle. President Obama had been back before for the unveiling of their official White House portraits. And find out that Donald Trump refused to invite them to come during his term in office. His first full term, and then into the time when he had to wait out to leave after he lost. That was just the way he was. This is the guy that they didn't want at the Kennedy Center, awards, and didn't want at any other function representing the country, because they just didn't like the guy. Ashish. But the Obamas there, and they got their portraits. Look pretty good, too. We're going to get into some philosophy, anthropology, and some culture tonight in our conversation on Queen Elizabeth II, whose body has been taken from the castle in Balmoral, Scotland, Edinburgh, Scotland, to the Giles Cathedral or church, and now the citizens can pass by. They arrested four people already for protesting, and even one woman holding up a sign. This is your monarchy at work. I thought that anybody is allowed to hold up a sign in the street if you want to, but the royals didn't think so to say, let her go. And she would hold up a sign saying, I hate his guts, meaning me, that's fine. I hate my guts all you want. I'm glad to know that you hate my guts. So I don't want nobody to stop you from telling me and making that quite clear. And sheesh. They had the pomp and circumstance of taking the body there to the church to repose before it's flown back to London with King Charles to have the final funeral. But we got into some great conversations on Facebook today, and it changed some of the things I was going to talk about the Queen. And we got several days to talk about this, because they're not going to have the funeral till next Monday, we understand. So we got a little time. Now, the situation that happened on Facebook is they're trying to control the thoughts of people who may not thought very highly of the Queen, and maybe don't think so highly of the King either, or the horse they rode the town on. Ashish. And I feel they got a right to say so. One, college should have tempered her words a little bit. You have to know how to pick your words correctly, because as Mother used to say, that little pink thing in your mouth can get you in more trouble than anything in the world. You know, it cuts like a double-edged sword. So she said some things that she should not have said, but she still, I felt, was right in what she was talking about. Talking about as being an apparitional person, who I, by the way, I was the first one that started apparitional people standing up for their rights. When I started talking about Columbus during Columbus Day and what he did, and that they really should not be celebrating Columbus Day and what he did to the indigenous people in this country. And so the indigenous people around the world are now standing up for their rights. A reporter, a female reporter in Australia, they said, this is coming from all the white people, you can see the avatars, know they're white, made the statement that they didn't like her statement against the queen and that she should be fired. Always some white person think that they can dictate who to be fired, or you need to give them some money. You need to hire so-and-so. They always want to direct something. If you look at their record, they're not in a position of authority. They don't have a good education, and they got a glass of a bottle of beer in their hand and sunglasses on. So that's the people that you're going to take consultation from. I guess that's what NASA would take consultation from them before they take it from me. But I went back to the station where this woman worked in Australia and looked up her statement, and she said nothing wrong. All she said was she felt that the sovereign, meaning Queen Elizabeth II, she wished she had done more for the Aboriginal people before she passed. All she said. But these white people want her fired. That's the same people that wants to punish me for simply saying that if they need to showcase more positive black women, so I get thrown off and kicked out and punished and so forth. So this woman, that's all I heard her say. Then the white man sitting right next to her, there was two people, there was a white woman and a white man. Of course, I would take them to be anchors, the way they were dressed and talking, just like all the other people following the funeral. And he said, I'm not going to mourn either. He said, I'm not glad she's dead, but I'm not going to mourn that she is dead. Said that he's Irish. I don't know if he's Irish Republic, IRA, or whatever. But he said that he wasn't sad. But none of these good white people on Facebook mentioned him. They mentioned the Aboriginal woman to get her some harm done to her. And the white man said the same thing. And I came back and said the same thing. You're the liest folks in the world. I said the same thing. If you look at Canada have apologized, Trudeau and so forth, for the native children, indigenous children of Canada, stolen from their families and made to go to schools to take all of the Aboriginal or nativeness out of them and make them quasi-white folks. With quasi haircuts and suits and dresses and so forth, and drink tea at high noon, I guess, whatever. But he apologized because there were 6,000 graves in the schools where those children were educated, Aboriginal schools. There's not 6,000 graves at school where white children were attending. I don't know if there ever was a grave at any of them, but 6,000 for the Aboriginal children that didn't die of old age, didn't die of too much information going in their heads. They died of violence and neglect. And so I wanted the Queen to do two things, just as this woman did. I wanted the Queen to apologize or to acknowledge those 6,000 students. that were dead and those other that were alive, because there were some they interviewed who managed to survive. And they interviewed those people, not old people, elderly people. The queen was alive and the queen was in power when many of those 6,000 children were put in those Canadian graves, schoolyard graves. I know they had graves at prisons and so forth like that, like Alcatraz and Angola and so forth, but didn't know that they had them for schools to that amount with no headstones, just sticks and so forth to signify that something is buried there, just like a dog or turtle or goldfish that you might put there, a parakeet that you might bury in the ground, a sheesh. They didn't even think enough to put the child a headstone with their name and information on it so that families could find them later on. Didn't care. The queen didn't give a good flying screw. I also heard this year that could have been on the BBC, but it was from Great Britain, that Queen Elizabeth II had given an order that no black people were allowed to work in the palace, and especially in the portion where the family are. You don't make statements like that and orders like that and not be a racist. That's a racist statement. That didn't come from King George or father. That didn't come from King Charles or son. That came from Queen Elizabeth II, stating that I wouldn't be worth hiring, or my son or daughter or grandchildren or sister or brothers or father or mothers would be allowed to work there. I guess they may have some out there weeding the flowers and putting out mulch and fertilizer. Some might been peeling potatoes in the kitchen. But they didn't want any Negroes to be seen. There's a such thing called Negrophobia. Look it up. It's a disease. Negrophobia. Just like you're scared of elevators, scared of heights, scared of roller coasters, scared of water, scared of dogs. You got folks scared of black folks. I remember Pappy used to tell me that on the train, said that folks get on there, white folks get on there. Some of them have never seen a black person. And especially their children, and many times their pet had never seen a black person. So they say, oh, they ain't never seen the N-word. That's what they would say, Pappy. And of course he had to smile, yes, ma'am, yes, and chuckle. He wanted to kick them both off the train, but he couldn't stop. But Negrophobia is that people so afraid of black folks, you know, jogging through the community, or like that young girl in Detroit come and knock the car problem, knocked on the door, man shot her simply for knocking on the door, scared of a black teenage girl. All you gotta do is not open the door, call the police. If they try to breach the door, then shoot. But feel that I got the right to kill them because they are black. And threatening me by knocking on the door. So the queen got some type of phobia. I don't know. That had to talk to the other servants there and relatives and so forth. Why would she make such an edict? And I would be the first to say that she had Negrophobia. That's kind of funny now that since then, I told you, I always look for the union label and always look for the Negro in the picture, in the situation. So since that situation and the death of the Queen on last Thursday, I've been watching for the Negro, because they usually don't use union help there at the palace for anything. And what I saw is when King Charles was there, I think he came up on the balcony and so forth. You got the beefeaters there with the red tunics and the fur hats. Funny, I thought I saw a black man raising his hat along with the white, saying, "Long live the king," three times. I looked at the church in Child Church and I said, wondered, was there any black people in there? I happened to see one black parishioner there involved in a service, don't know what position, but they were there. The church that they said that the Queen really enjoyed. By the way, the flowers on her coffin came from Balmora, her own flower garden, and they made a wreath and put it on the coffin. I wondered about it. And then put the crown of Scotland on it. Says it's about 500 years old. Oh, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And how many heads have worn those crowns? But I saw a number of people in the audience there in Scotland, black folks. But the main thing is, when they were taking the body into the palace the other night, I said, I wonder if one of the pallbearers black. On the side that they showed, I couldn't see. All of those on my side were white. Well, when it came back out, distinctly, you could see one of the Queen's regiment, now the King's regiment, little guard, a black man. So he got Her Royal Highness on his shoulders. The same woman that didn't want black folks around her, now got black folks carrying her. Whether she liked it or not. I know she didn't have pick and said that she had a lot to do with her funeral, but I know she didn't pick those guards. I would think that she did not. And he marched right in the street, right next to the hearse, to the church. Now, the reason why I'm saying these things is it shows that all of these things that people like that try to do to hurt black folks and people of color usually don't work. Even the things that they did to me, all those things those people did to me, those companies and so forth, the majority of them are now going out of business, as I predicted. All of the managers got punished, got fired, arrested, and so forth like that. Had nervous breakdowns. They tried to cause me to have a nervous breakdown. They had one. Wished, bad things on me. Nobody, no white person. I've said it on the internet and on social media and on my podcast. Not one white person say, "I feel sorry for you. I still feel sorry that you got hurt. I feel sorry that you got shot. I feel sorry that you got your hand hurt when they threw that card against you, or you got your arm caught in the door, that no attorney would represent you. I feel sorry that you talked to the police and the police wasn't interested in taking a report on it." Not one white person that they tell Aboriginal people, "It's not the right time. We're going to tell you when to speak, dog. And this is not the time to speak, dog. Don't speak now, boy." So like we're one of the corgis, the Queen's dog, puppies. by the way that she treated better than she treated black folks, because she had them all over the palace. You got to clean up the dog doo-doo and pee and everything else. But she didn't want Sally Mae as an upstairs maid. Maybe she was afraid of Prince Philip, not like the ladies. Maybe that's what she was talking about. She wasn't worried too much about the white girls, but she knew that he may have had an eye for those black girls and so forth. I'm just guessing and trying to play what could possibly be the situation. But I brought that up and that shut them down, because I told them, and then you lied, because here you want this black woman or this Aboriginal woman fired for simply saying in a very elegant way, I wish the queen had have done more for my people. She said that her father met the queen 4 times and have received commendations and awards from the queen. She's capable of talking on the subject matter and don't need nobody's permission. She knows what she's talking about. But here, white people who didn't graduate from high school going to tell her what she can and can't do and what she better not say, and keep your remarks to yourself. It's not the proper time. Just like the woman holding a sign up in the street, it's not the proper time. What is the proper time? You got people yelling and screaming at the cortege as it's going by. I know that's disruptive, so they get there for disturbing the peace. But what can I get done with these people bothering me? Nothing. But somebody simply saying, the hell with the queen, or whatever, or the hell with Charles, gets them arrested. Because you ain't supposed to talk about good white folks. And sheesh. This information I'm giving you right now, I think is very valuable, because it tells you what a life is worth. And everybody's good when they're dead. That's what those saying goes. I tell you about the people that out there fighting and killing each other, the gang. The first thing the mothers and fathers talk about, oh, he was a good boy. Then they release the balloons, which is, to me, is corny. This sucker was nothing but like little Louie, full of mess, you know. And they talk about little Louie now, talking about Granny is going to be with great grandpa, which I don't buy. I think it's just like John Kennedy. Salute to the coffin of his father. Jackie Kennedy told him to do that. And I think that they're trying to make little Louie into a John Kennedy. I'm not buying it. You got a lot of people now saying the same thing. A 3-year-old don't know life and death to talk about where somebody's gone. All they know is they're not coming back. Will I see them again? So these people embellishing these things to make these little white children seem to be so good and proper. He's sticking his tongue out and his finger up and got his mother around the throat. And they talking about, oh, he's adorable. Sheesh. Isn't he sweet? No, he's not sweet. That's some of the things that probably killed the queen. I'm being frank. All this doo-doo, dealing with all those folks, Andrew, Charles, Camilla, William, Harry, Kate, Meghan, as well as her job and her age, anybody gone. And she's probably glad that she is to be in that doo-doo. I know my mother would. Lord, take me now, Lord saying, to be bothered with all that foolishness. I looked at her when she looked out at Louis. She told Louis something. She looked out at her. She was smiling, enjoying herself. Louis was showing his behind. And she went back into the palace. She didn't have a smile on her face. And she didn't come back till the last day. And she told them, I know, don't bring Louis with you. You come, leave Louis at home. I know that's what my mother and my father would have said. And until he learned how to mind, let him stay where he at. But they're going to make him to be a hero at 3 years old. Oh, he's saying, Granny is with great-grandpa. He's a great theologian. He's a great philosopher. Little Louis Windsor, give me a break. As I said, I wish you were black so I could say, Negro, please. You talk to Negrophobia, I make him an honorary Negro now. Negro, please. I don't buy that. You might buy it into this thing about adorable. That's the internet. They like babies and they like pets. They like cats. They're cat people. So every time they see a picture of a cat, oh, isn't it adorable? That cat may be the meanest sucker in the world. And some of them, the cat and dogs, murder their owners and so forth, or their children, owners' children. And these people, everyone, oh, it's so sweet. Oh, look at his little face. Now they look at my face and I'm ugly. I need to be punished. I need to be laughed at, mocked. But the cat or the corgi dogs, it's okay. So I don't pay them no attention. Just I didn't pay my bosses, white bosses, no attention. They talking that, scratching that doo-doo. They knew I wasn't happening. But the situation is, I saw another Aboriginal gentleman, I believe he's in Jamaica, tonight on the news, and he said he's not going to mourn the queen. Said, I'm sorry she's dead, but I'm not going to mourn the queen. You got to understand now you got, what, 15 nations, about 14, 15 nations. They don't even know the count in Great Britain, so that's what say 14 to 15. Barbados was the first to leave before, while the queen was here. Told him, say, we tired of your doo-doo, we gone. Didn't ask permission. Just politely went away. Nobody have attacked them. The queen knew that that was actually their rights, and that's what they should have done. And now you got white people that's talking about, we made them. We made those countries. They wouldn't have any money or any this if it wasn't for us. Ain't this a blip? Those countries were existing, many of them, before the white man even got out of caves. This is known facts, history. When you were Vikings with furs on, people in China and Japan and so forth and Africa were wearing silk and cotton and other fabrics, colored, designed. But they want to make think that the white man is the only one that have made it possible for anything great to happen on this planet. And I say, now you want to say Queen Elizabeth II that was alive when all these things took place, even the a war in Ireland against the British troops and the IRA, that even her uncle, Lord Mountbatten, was assassinated trying to tell them folks how to live over there. And they weren't having it. They had guns just like the British had guns, and they fought them back. So the Queen's mother was Scottish, and supposedly the Queen loves Scotland so much herself. But they don't want in Ireland for you to come up and talk about you own the right to them existing, and they got to ask your permission to breathe. I never apologize for talking this type of talk. I don't care who hear it, and I would say it to their face. I say it to Charles's face. First of all, let me say, I'm sorry that the Queen is dead. I'm the only person that have said alive that I would have been glad to take some of her pain and suffering if I could. That's just the way I roll. I doubt she would have took 1 ounce, a drop of suffering, 1 tear from me. She wasn't like Diana. Long way from being there. The way she treated Diana, even Dodi Fayed's father said that they all thought that the crown was going to kill Dodi because he was going with the white princess, Diana. And they thought that a car accident might have been the case. Now, that's what happened before. They're not telling you none of these things. This is not in the news. But these are facts. That was headlines of papers at the time when Diana was alive. Diana even said, "Oh, watch out, because they're out to get me," meaning the government of Great Britain. By order, supposedly, of the Queen, allegedly. I'm not in their business that that's them, but that's what each one was saying about the other one. I got the documents and looking at the information. And we'll get into it on another show, because we're not done with the Queen. But I just want to deal with that lie and that purporting to trying to tell people where you belong. Just like I should be right now at the Emmy show. You know, the other day I told you about what I would have done in Infinity War, Pappy, in my Marine uniform, flowing beard, and the American flag, and so forth. Marvel right now is bringing out an old black character. Didn't I tell you that? They couldn't use Pappy. They couldn't use mine. So how you doing? They couldn't use my character because I told them they couldn't use it unless I paid for it and I get proper credentials for it. But the situation is now they brought a character that's supposed to have been in the Second War, World War with Captain America. So he's old, white hair, just like I said. It's funny that as soon as I say something, it appears. I wonder if I can say that and some gold bars appear over there in the corner. If I say Fort Knox, you can do with 3 or 4 less gold bars. Will it appear? Maybe it will. Sheesh. But the situation is, they know that I have those qualifications. There I am right again. I said that the other day before they made the announcement. But if I go to get a job and say, I want to work, I want to write it up, they laugh at me. I can't get an attorney to represent me to say, look, It's the same thing. He proposed it first. Why not give him a chance? Give him a shot at it. Simply because I'm black and a smart black man that they are afraid of. So they will never allow me to do that. And they, by the way, my Black Panther number 2 supposedly will be released in November, I heard today. I didn't have anything to do with the film. Of course, I made the character. And Marvel and Disney and Stan Lee, none of them have refuted any of my statements. That's because they know the statements is true. So, and they made Chadwick Boseman one of the luminary stars of Disney now. I wonder what type of way they would treat him if he had lived and been in good health as a black man. Would he been having to complain to get equal footing and equal pay? I don't know. But we're doing great things here. We're not going to stop and we're not going to lie for anybody. We're not going to pander to anybody. That means we're not going to be afraid to tell you the truth. I know Pappy said that he didn't want me to be down south because he's scared the white folks and me that I'm going to say something and get myself in trouble. I'm not going to do anything. But he knew that if somebody called me a boy or the N-word, that, by the way, now they're calling black female athletes in the stand. But if they said the wrong thing to me, I turn around and tell him that's your mama. Matter of fact, he would do the same thing. Or to kiss his son. But he didn't want his son. He didn't want his baby to get hurt. You know, just like the Queen's babies are walking behind her coffin, gray hair, bent over. And at the end of it, Charles looked like he could barely pick his feet up. He was almost stumbling. Old age gets you. Well, I was his baby. He didn't want to see his baby hurt. And he said, I know you couldn't make it there because I know you wouldn't took the stuff that I had to take, as I said, on the train and so forth. So with this negrophobia, look that up. Just like I told you about the dog in the manger, I tell you things that nobody else would tell you. And you find out and you say, I never knew that existed. I never knew there was such a statement. I never knew there was such a quote. I didn't know there was such a belief. But you got white people, you know, when I was in college, you know, I told you they kicked me out and they thought I didn't know how to defend myself. Well, after being there 3 or 4 times before and putting the laws on the books, I threw them right out at them and made them look like a fool. So I had the special meeting and I brought a bunch of clergymen, black clergymen and so forth with me there as witnesses. And one white teacher who gay came in my defense. But what I'm saying is that in the end, I kicked their tail. I proved that I had done nothing wrong. And you know what they said? Well, he didn't do anything wrong now, but we don't know what he'd do in the future. That is exactly what they said. Negrophobia, scared of a nigga. Let's just put it that way. I done run for office, run for president. I've done all these things. I was on the board of trustees. I was on the school board for the school district. I was the president of the high school. I was all these things I did, student senate at the college. But yet and still, they're afraid of me. We don't know what he'll do in the future. I said, what? I don't know what you're going to do in the future. While you're playing, sheesh. Negrophobia. Driving while black. Walking while black. You know, jogging while black. eating barbecue while black, shooting a basketball while black. The girl that come knocked on the door, just had black skin, knocked on the door, bullet in the head, cause you're black. I don't know the cure for negrophobia other than a good heart. And Queen Elizabeth II didn't have a good heart. She married a man, Prince Philip, that they said was one of the biggest racists it was, and the things that he said and so forth, the insults toward when he go to other countries, just like Barbados and Jamaica, where there are black people of color, he would always make a fool of himself and the British people by saying insults toward the people there that he thought was funny. As a white man, he thought was amusing, but they didn't think was amusing, Nashish, that his sons, Charles, Andrew, Edward, supposedly the same. I don't know that much about Edward. Edward always been the quiet one, just like Anne. But we know that Andrew and Charles, and then the offspring of Charles, William and Harry, are both said to be big racists, even though Harry married a mixed woman. A mixed woman that said that she really didn't know she was a black woman until she married Harry. This is her own words this week, this last week. She really didn't know that she was black until she married Harry. Ashish. Well, you got a black wife and your kids are black too, whether you know it or not. Archibald is black. Little Beth is black. They may try to pass, but they are black. I don't know how the Queen actually would have accepted them. You know, they asked the question, what color would the kids be? Could have been a legitimate question, not just curiosity of who would he look like, more like the father or more like the mother. That's just legitimate. But if you want to ask, is he going to look like a Negro, because you don't want no Negro relatives, it's going to make you look bad. I don't know why they didn't invite Reverend Michael Curry, who married Meghan and Harry, to the funeral to say a few words, and maybe they have. I don't know if they've invited grandmother Doria, the mother of Meghan, to the funeral because of the negrophobia. She's just as black as I am. And I don't know if she gave orders, I don't want that woman near me or here. I didn't never knew that she had Doria to spend a night at Buckingham Palace. We here in the United States White House is always known that they either in the White House get the Lincoln bedroom or the Queen bedroom, named for her when she came and slept at the White House, Queen Elizabeth. So anybody come, it's great, you got a relative or whatever, they can sleep there. They got hundreds of rooms. They got almost 300 rooms in Buckingham Palace, bedrooms. And you don't have a bedroom for Miss Doria? Maybe she didn't even have to go back to the United States. She could have stayed over there with her daughter and so forth. Say, got a room here for you. I got $200 million. I can take care of you. You ain't got to worry about a thing. We'll find something for you to do. This is where some of that nepotism, that white people hire their own relatives and white people and give them positions and so forth. Why didn't you give Miss Doria a position? She's an educated woman. And to say, even make her a lady in waiting. She wasn't good enough. Queen Elizabeth II never thought of it. She didn't give it a rest behind about Doria or Megan either. Or the host they rode the town on. Sheesh. I know she wouldn't give a hoot about my mother, and my mother wouldn't give one about her either. And she was telling Pappy about it. He said, boy, get out of my face. Tell me about that woman. If you told that woman that I died, she cussed you out. And that's true. We know that. If any one of us passed and was told Elizabeth, oh, okay, yeah, all right, have a good day. She wouldn't be in tears. She wouldn't be screaming and hollering, falling all over the place and all that stuff. Huh? As we do and pull our hair out. We're so prostrated with grief and suffering. That's why the Aboriginal and the Indigenous folks are now saying that they're not going to mourn. Why should I mourn Donald Trump and how he treats my people? How he talks to black women? That means you talk to my mother and my sister and my daughter and so forth that same way. I don't particularly care for him. I don't want no harm to come to him. But it ain't no love lost. We're about ready to get out of here. We're not taking any calls now, but I just thought that it was necessary to start a conversation with the lies that they were talking about, and I'm going to give some historical facts and other things about the crown and so forth tonight. We'll do that. Who knows, maybe on Friday, maybe do a special show. But I wanted to do that tonight because those people's jobs are at risk. I don't see how you could legally fire somebody for telling the truth. One doing it eloquently, another not too eloquently, but still the same thing. Almost no person of color who can think are mourning the death of Elizabeth II or the ascension of Charles III. We're sorry about the death, but ain't no way that we are going to say that we like the way that you treated us or treated our families over the years. We're about ready to get out of here for another night. We'll be back, as far as we know, on Friday to do our regular show. Had a good show tonight. I got off my chest what I wanted to get off because of the lies and this deception that people will tell with a smile on their face. Know that they lie. The same thing that they said about me at the college. Knew they were lying. But I just know how to defend myself. And when I proved that they were lying, said, well, we don't know exactly what to do with this man because he may turn violent one day. So may you. I'm quick like that. That's what Piper said. I ain't afraid of nobody. Come right back. Same thing to you. We don't know what you're going to do. That means because that's the case, ain't nothing he could do but shut his mouth. But they could do their garbage to me, which they're going to do their garbage to these Aboriginal people. Punish them again for telling the truth. When you listen to the House of Larry Lamont, well, you always get a double help of the justice and truth. We're so glad that you listened to us tonight. We'll be back on Friday to do it one more again. You take it easy. God bless you. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here. I don't care what you think about me. I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.